Certainly is a heat wave and a heat warning for you folks in Moose Jaw, Assiniboia, and Swift Current. You could have consecutive days of 32 degrees. That's the requirement to get a heat warning. And here in Regina, we're just on the edge of that. We're going to hit that 30-degree mark ourselves today. 32 tomorrow, but wowza. It's going to be awesome if you love the heat, but you're going to have to monitor how you feel, too. And hydrate, sunscreen, stay cool. Hope you had a good Canada Day. Elbows up in your backyard, perhaps. Maybe on the deck or patio with a cold one somewhere, or where you at Wascana Park. It had to have had one of the largest ever turnouts. There were thousands of people in Wascana Park. And clearly the weather, the entertainment they lined up too. And all the activities for kids and families. The fireworks. It just seemed there was a ton going on, and it probably worked in securing what had to have been one of their biggest crowds ever in Wascana Park. But what a day. I bet you a lot of red shoulders and necks this morning going to work or waking up. An epic turnout out at Regina Beach. Every Canada Day, Regina Beach always gets a huge crowd, too. And it was backed up. Trying to get in there, I heard from one of my coworkers, because the parade was on and the traffic was pretty intense there at Regina Beach. But congratulations, Canada. Good festivities yesterday in Ottawa. Thousands and thousands turned out there to help celebrate Canada's 158th birthday.
Definitely feeling pretty patriotic today.
Elbows up and all.
I think we have all the feels about Canada right now. Elbows up for sure.
This year more than any, we need to come together and celebrate what a fantastic country we have.
It's been a really challenging year in some ways for Canada, but I think we've really come together and responded positively.
Those were Canadians in Ottawa at the festivities, and Canadian actor and Vancouver-born Ryan Reynolds was there, too, with him. He and his wife, Blake Lively, because together with a few others, Ryan was receiving the Order of Canada. I guess backstage, he was asked if there's a place where he feels most Canadian.
I think Capilano River in British Columbia, you know, that place is really special to me. And when Wrexham was playing the Whitecaps, was a very unusually surreal moment for me. And immediately after the match, we went to Capilano River, my daughter and I, and that's a place that I've gone to since I was little. Almost every day after school, I'd go there. So that's where I feel, I think, most at home, which I associate with Canada.
Ryan Reynolds, they're at Wrexham series on Disney Plus, I have to admit. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but I've enjoyed watching it. I'm not through all the seasons, but couple into it. It's pretty good. Of course, it was also Prime Minister Mark Carney's first Canada Day as Prime Minister. He in Ottawa on the main stage.
We find ourselves in a situation where our economy is being attacked. As the world becomes more divided and dangerous, Canadians are uniting.
He had to field a few questions later about ditching the digital tax Trump had used as a way of calling off negotiations last Friday with Canada. And Carney asked if he caved.
Look, we'll see. We're doing what's necessary in order to get the best deal for Canadians. And we get the best deal for Canadians, we'll agree to it. If we can't, we won't. I mean, it's that simple. We are making progress as a whole. And, you know, look, what we did this week is something that I think we were going to do anyways in the end for the deal. But the other elements are coming together, need to fully come together. We'll work hard. Maybe not this afternoon.
Yeah, he wanted to go off and enjoy all the festivities of Canada Day. I was kind of thinking, too, you know, with Trump always wanting us to become the 51st state, rubbing it in like that, angering Canadians, there's something like 800,000, a little more than 800,000 Canadians living across the United States, legally, of course. Really curious how most of them would celebrate. Would they wave the red and white flag proudly in America? I bet many would, too. Hey, the hot weather. Let's get back to that for a moment. Eric Dykes from Environment Canada suggesting, Regina, we're just on the edge of some of these heat warnings right now. Moose Jaw, you're in a heat warning.
A nice southerly flow across most of the province today. Ridge of high pressure is moving off slowly to the east, and on the western side of that, we get this southerly flow of wind, and that's bringing in slightly warmer temperatures than what we've been seeing the last few days, and thus the commencement of this heat warning off to just of the west of Regina. What we're looking at for criteria for this heat warning is a daily high today of 32 degrees, or warmer. Overnight low of 16 or warmer, and then again another high of at least 32. And so the areas that have this heat warning, we're expecting at least those types of temperatures throughout the next 2 days.
That's Eric Dykes from Environment Canada. So some impact weather for Moose Jaw, Swift Current, Assiniboia. All of you have heat warnings that Eric was describing the criteria there. Free from school, I suspect many kids will be probably wanting to hit up a splash pad or an outdoor pool today if they're not on vacation with mom and dad. And another great way to stay cool today, we are going to be hitting that 30-degree mark. If you don't have air conditioning, well, perhaps a visit to the movie theater might be a nice break. In fact, there's a new Jurassic Park movie opening.
The theme park owners did experimental work. Leaving only the worst ones here.
Hang on!
Survival is a long shot.
I still like the Jurassic Park movies. There's been a couple duds, but, you know, dinosaurs, zombies, they never die. At least not in Hollywood. And Jurassic World Rebirth opening today. The seventh installment in this series, and it's getting decent reviews, most saying that this latest chapter feels kind of like a throwback to the original and has spectacular action, even if the characters are a little thin. Our Saskatchewan Rough Riders taking a bit of a break. Some of them were signing autographs yesterday in Wascana Park as part of the Canada Day celebrations. Got a bye week. Some will, of course, take a little time to look over some film. Others getting some rest and relaxation, maybe watching tomorrow night as, yes, the Bombers take on the Stampeders. If the Bombers win, they will become like us, 4-0. But right now, they're 3-0, so that'll be one to watch. From the NHL, NHL free agency started up yesterday. It wasn't that exciting. Some of the bigger notes, the Oilers re-signed Bouchard for $42 million, and the Oil lost a few, too, Corey Perry. They couldn't afford to keep him with their cap, so he's off to the Kings. One of my favorite Oilers, Connor Brown, leaving for the Devils. I'm not surprised that, again, because of the cap and signing McDavid and everything else they want to do, some of these guys are on the way out. Brad Marchand staying in Florida, $32 million over 6 years. And as expected, the Leafs, Mitch Marner signed a $96 million deal with Vegas. Heck, Marner admitted in Vegas yesterday that he and his wife were talking to Vegas players during the February Four Nations Cup about what it was like living there.
Hill and Stoney this year at the Four Nations was awesome as well. Just kind of, not just for myself, my wife's side of things, just talking to them about the living style and everything like that as well. And for my side of things, wasn't too much real talk about coming to Vegas at that time. It was more so just, you know, trying to win a gold at the Four Nations with those guys and, you know, just playing beside them, getting to know them very well. They were very committed, hardworking guys that, you know, whatever they got put in front of that they needed to win, they just did what they had to do. And that was pretty eye-opening and special.
Mitch Marner now in Vegas. And what a picture-perfect Canada Day moment for the Blue Jays yesterday. 40,000 people, most of them all wearing red and white in the stands. It looks so awesome. And they all saw the Jays home to the dreaded New York Yankees. When all of a sudden, that's a George Springer grand slam. The ninth of his career, Jays ended up winning 12-5, and they have won three straight, six of their last eight. They're now just a game back of the New York Yankees for first in the AL East, and both will play again tonight. Our Red Sox were back at Coors Field yesterday. They played the Saskatoon Berries, but lost 5-3. Next home game is Thursday against the Moose Jaw Miller Express for them. Hey, coming up next hour, our family physician, Dr. Carla Holinani, is going to stop by. And there's a difference, of course, between heat stroke and heat exhaustion. What are the signs to watch for if you're thinking of taking your little ones to the splash park today? She's definitely got some reminders for you on that. And what about, you know, Gatorade and all these other sports drinks. Are they better than water for your kids when you're heading out today in the heat? I'm gonna soak up the sun. Did you get to Wascana Park yesterday and enjoy all the festivities of Canada Day, or just go to the fireworks last night? I went to bed and I was awakened by all the pop and the bangs of the fireworks going off. Plus, there were a few in my own neighborhood here, too. More and more people are blasting off fireworks, it seems, on Canada Day within neighborhoods. Not legal, from what I recall, but a few of them woke me up last night. If you were at Wascana Park, shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. What'd you like about it? Fireworks, Harlequin, lots of kids' activities, too, I heard. You know, I know this next story happened this past Sunday, but I still find it amazing. And now we're hearing a little more details on this. But there was this five-year-old girl who fell overboard from the fourth deck of the Disney Dream cruise ship on Sunday. And as she goes overboard, so does her dad. Jumps into the ocean to rescue her. I think you got to put this dad immediately into the Dad Hall of Fame. I can only imagine how terrifying that would be to see your little five-year-old fall off the ship into the ocean. And the ship wasn't at a standstill. It's cruising right along, and passengers who witnessed it all were thankful it didn't turn out worse.
I felt sick to my stomach. I had goosebumps the whole time, and I don't think I breathed until they returned to the ship. We all cheered.
I think it was really heroic. I mean, he jumped in after her. And they were treading water, and he was just holding on to her.
Now we're getting a few more answers, too, to what happened and what didn't happen. For instance, the little girl was not being held by anyone at the time when she fell, so she didn't fall out of the arms of someone holding her. And there were witnesses. A crew member, in fact, saw it happen and was relaying the story to some of the parents on board as well.
The crew member who said that's her station and she was on the fourth floor, she did say that she was climbing up and the parents were playing shuffleboard and the dad jumped in after her.
I've been on a Disney cruise and just recently on a celebrity cruise too, but I know about Disney. It's not like they make it easy for anyone to jump over. There's a lot of precautions they take on those rails, but there are just little ins and outs that, hey, if you're not paying attention with your kids, yeah, well, it happened, and it did happen. It happened on the Disney Dream as it sailed between the Bahamas and Fort Lauderdale, and after she fell overboard, those witnesses said Dad jumped in, treaded water with her for more than 10 minutes before the Disney rescue team and boat got to them. And remember, too, the ship is sailing along at a good clip, so hitting the brakes in your vehicle is easier than slowing a ship really quick, too. So cell phone videos showing the father treading water with the kid and... oh, it's just like, I can't imagine what that dad was going through. And there's this guy, Nick Gerson. He's an attorney who specializes in maritime injuries and cruise ship accidents. And he said the dad's actions saved the daughter's life for sure. And that this incident was really unusual because it happened during the day. There were witnesses everywhere. Quite often people fall overboard in the middle of the night or when it's dark. And that is usually what happens. But, I didn't know this either. This guy, this attorney said, ships have overboard detection systems, which are required in the cruise industry. So once it goes off, it helps slow the ship and make crew members aware.
It's a kind of infrared technology. It uses heating and sensors to determine when someone goes over, alerts go off. So it acts as kind of an alarm system.
And there's all the data from Cruise Lines International Association that comes in yearly, and something like 25 overboard incidents happen worldwide each year. Many don't end as well as this one. Whenever I hear that song, I think of Rick Hansen, The Man in Motion. And at the moment, I'm also thinking now about Terry Fox's Marathon of Hope, largely because this is the 45th anniversary of the Marathon of Hope. And to honor Terry, a Canadian icon, Adidas is releasing a limited edition replica of his famous running shoes, the Adidas Orion, as it was called back then. That's what Fox used during that 1980 run. And back then, Adidas agreed to make a limited number of pairs, which sold out immediately in stores in one day. And remember, back then in the 80s, people actually had to go to the store to buy them. So they lined up for these particular shoes. Well, Martha McClue from the Terry Fox Foundation expects these reboots, if you will, to become a hot seller given the special meaning they have.
I think that there's something about that shoe that represents absolute perseverance, determination, sheer force of will. And I think that's what, you know, whether you're an athlete or not, that's kind of what we all need in our lives.
Terry Fox shoes go on sale tomorrow morning on the Adidas website, and all the proceeds will go toward cancer research. So I suspect the Adidas Orion back for its limited run will sell out quickly again tomorrow. It's kind of interesting. Paramount Productions is going to have to pay $60 million to President Trump in order to settle his lawsuit accusing CBS's 60 Minutes of deceptively editing an interview with Kamala Harris before the election. Trump said it was misleading to U.S. voters. 60 Minutes asked Kamala Harris more than 40 questions during a sit-down interview back in October of 2024. Trump at the time was given the same opportunity to sit down to be interviewed, but he refused. So the basis of Trump's lawsuit is about the editing of one answer to the 40-plus questions that were asked. One answer. CBS didn't cover anything up. It broadcast the answer at issue, which certainly wasn't flattering to Kamala at the time, but it did chop up the answer and aired two different parts on two different shows, which some say exposed the network to criticism. And here's an example of what Trump was saying was deceiving. The actual answer where Kamala stutters and stammers to give an answer.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
So the edited version that aired instead used her second shot attempt at summarizing what she was trying to get across there.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
That's it. That was the substance of the lawsuit that Paramount is settling. And Trump, he went on the warpath last fall claiming election interference, and it was the biggest scandal in broadcast history, which it wasn't and isn't. He at the time, was seeking $20 billion in damages. And no one believes Trump was damaged to that tune of $20 billion. No one believes the Harris interview even changed the outcome of the election. But with Paramount's big money, Trump, he saw it and he went for it. Now, a judge has ruled about $60 million in settlement, give or take, which doesn't seem much given the original ask, but it's the damage to the network's reputation that obviously hurts the most. And all the 60-minute reporters at the time had signed letters saying they stand behind the story. They were against any settlement that Paramount might take and that the edits were not inaccurate of the actual answers, but they're paying anyhow. The money, by the way, will go towards Trump's library, not in his pocket. What he is pocketing, I don't know if you saw this the last few days, he cut commercials and a special video to promote his new cologne. That's right, the president now selling cologne. There were Bibles made in China, still selling those. Gold watches, although some people received their watches, and instead of it saying Trump, it said bump. Bitcoin, he's been selling. All of that he pockets as president of the United States when he does that sort of stuff. Well, cologne is the latest. Anyone care to smell like him? I guess you'd have to make a purchase of that particular cologne. Searing hot, dare I say, today. In the 30s, and there is a heat warning. Some impact weather for Moose Jaw. You hit a high of 32 a couple of days back-to-back, and overnight lows in that 16-degree range. That's when they call it a heat warning. So a Moose Jaw, a Assiniboia, a Swift Current, you're in it. We're just on the cusp of it here for Regina. Today, our high, 30 degrees. Coming up right after the 6:30 news, I'll be joined by Dr. Carla Holinati, who suggests those energy drinks, sports drinks, not the way to go on a hot day like today. You'll hear some of those reasons and what's the difference between heat stroke and heat exhaustion in just a few moments.